John didn't go to the next lesson. There were two more before lunch, and he'd had enough of explaining things to teachers. Anyway, the stupid bleeders never listened. Out of class, there was a chance that he'd come across one or two younger boys he wanted to meet. The first period was very quiet, and no one disturbed him. Teachers were easy to avoid, especially if you kept away from the toilets until they'd checked them after registration or break. Then the toilets were the safest place in the school, smelly but safe. It was as if the teachers couldn't stand the place. But this is where Bill found him. The first blow caught John completely unawares and left him leaning giddily against the rough brick wall. The second stung him badly, and the third floored him completely.
"Get up, you little twat!"
John found himself hoisted by his neck into a sitting position on a bench.
"Now listen here."
His head was seized and jerked upwards, so he could see the speaker's eye and feel it drilling its way into the back of his skull.
"I don't like people fucking my brother about, you understand? When are you going to pay him?"
Bill didn't wait for an answer. Before John could reply, Bill had turned out his pockets, grasping his hair and turning him with one hand and searching his victim's pockets with the other. For a moment, John was released. He tried to gather his thoughts, but could only think about the next blow.
"When? Did you hear me? When's this money coming in?"
"Monday."
"That'll cost you. There'll be 50 quid interest by then."
"Monday, then," was all John could say.
"Listen, you little shit."
Another blow caught his face, but there was nothing more to say. Mr. Fisher found him 10 minutes later.
"What on earth are you doing here, young man?"
The teacher looked more closely.
"My God, what's happened to you?"
He peered at the blood, which was beginning to congeal under John's left eye. To one side of the drying blood, a dark swelling was starting to appear.
"Don't know."
John shook his head and tried to keep his face down in his hands.